Welcome to our 2017 Christmas Community Christmas Program. We've done, the music department has put on a Christmas program, you know, almost every year since I've been here, and you've seen, if you've come, you've seen productions, you know, almost like Broadway. But the last couple of years, we dialed it back and focused more on talent and whatever, you know, we just dialed it back. So this year, it's a combination of the music department and the youth department, and we decided to incorporate what the catechism children used to do on a Sunday morning, which would be the Christmas icon thing. And we said we need to up our game a little bit, and so instead of a Christmas icon, it's going to be the living icon. So instead of an icon, you'll see a tableau of the nativity scene here with a great narration by the kids, directed by Helen, our youth director, and all her helpers. And then we will have the second section of the program will be the community talent. We have some really good stuff going on. And then we'll finish up the program where we'll light our candles and we'll sing the Christmas carols all together. We thought we would come to your houses, but it was easier to have you all come here. And then we'll go over and have some refreshments. Sound good? So, having said that, where's Helen? Is she ready? Are you ready? Okay. We're going to move the mic over here.
In the Orthodox Church, we have special icons which help us remember special occasions. One of these icons is the Nativity icon, which teaches us about a very special occasion, when Jesus was born. This is the story of the Nativity icon.
Long, long ago, more than 2,000 years ago, Jesus was born in the town of Bethlehem in a country called Judea. Near Bethlehem, there were many hills, and in some of the hills, there were caves. Our icon begins with a cave.
In those days, people had used caves as a place to keep their animals. There were some of these animals, oxen and donkeys, living in a special cave in the hills near Jerusalem. These ox and donkeys would share the cave with Jesus. On that night that Jesus was born, it was very crowded in Bethlehem, and there was no place for Jesus' mother, Mary, and her husband, Joseph, to stay. So when it was time for Joseph, meaning Jesus, to be born, Joseph helped Mary find shelter in the cave with the animals.
So Jesus was born in the cave. Mary wrapped him in blankets and placed him in a manger, which held hay for the animals, so he could sleep. And Mary's husband, Joseph, kept watch nearby.
Joseph followed the word of God and did as the angel had directed him, protected Mary and the baby Jesus. When Jesus was born, a choir of angels appeared in the sky above his manger and sang out from the heavens, "Christ is born! Glorify him!"
In the fields around Bethlehem, there were shepherds taking care of their flocks of sheep. One of the angels appeared to these shepherds and told them that a Savior, Christ the Lord, had been born and was lying in a manger nearby. The shepherds found Mary, Joseph, and the baby Jesus. They then told everyone in the land about this miracle. On this special night, when Jesus was born, a very bright star also appeared in the sky over the cave where he was born.
Far away in lands east of Bethlehem, there were three wise men, also called kings of Magi. They had seen the holy star that appeared when Jesus was born. They followed the star, traveling a long time until they found Mary, Joseph, and the baby Jesus. They brought precious gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh to the baby Jesus.
With everyone in place, the animals, Mary, Jesus, Joseph, the angels, the shepherds, the star, and the wise men, a living icon of the nativity of Christ is complete. Now that you have heard the story of the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ, we hope that you will remember it whenever you see the Nativity icon. We hope that on Christmas Day, you'll take your family icon of the Nativity and use it to retell the story of God coming into the life of the world to save us all.
Thank you for watching our Living Icon. We hope you enjoyed learning about the birth of Jesus Christ. Please join us in singing Silent Night.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child.
Now, don't go away, as part two is about to begin.
Yeah.
So you heard in this hymn that we sang, at the very end, it says, "The good pleasure of God has appeared." Now, what does that mean? You should know that good pleasure is a code word. It's a theological word, and it stands for God's previous plan and goodwill. And that good pleasure, if it says the good pleasure of God has appeared, who appeared? Jesus appeared, incarnate, God and man. So what that means is that the plan from the beginning, whether or not Adam and Eve disobeyed or whatever, the plan was God created humanity, and the plan was that they were going to live in paradise and grow and mature spiritually, and then at some point there would be some kind of incarnation so that God could unite in this very intimate and profound way he wanted to. He wanted to. It didn't quite work out that way. He had to come here and do it in a kind of a plan B, perhaps, which was the whole passion and the crucifixion and stuff like that. Okay, it ended up happening and it was successful, but that was the plan. So whenever you hear God's good pleasure, or you hear that God was well pleased to do something, that's a code word that means the previous sort of original plan and will of God.
Thank you. Did you know that your baby boy will one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kissed your little baby, you kissed the face of God. Oh Mary, did you know? Will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Lamb. Oh Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nation? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? And that sleeping child you're holding is the great I Am. Oh Mary, did you know?
I'm going to read a poem that was written in the 19th century about Greece, Athens, poor people. I'm going to read it in Greek and then I'm going to read it in English, so you pay attention to the language that you know because you'll understand something. So this is, O Christos ke ta paidakia ipo Achilleos parasku, Christ and the children by Achilles Paraskos. Με καλαθάκι αδιανό, ποιος την καρδιά θλιμμένο, ένα μικρούτσικο φτωχό, εις το σχολείο του μοναχό τραβούσε το καημένο. With his lunch pail empty and his heart full of sadness, a poor little boy by himself trudged along on his way to school, the poor thing. Περνούσε από κάτασπρο μικρό ερημοκλήσι. Του φάνηκε ως σαν φωλιά, όπου ζεσταίνει τα πουλιά χιονιάς όταν φυσήσει. His path took him past one of those white plastered chapels. To him it resembled a nest where the birds keep warm when the wind blows in winter. Εις την εικόνα του καλού σωτήρος μας εστάθη. Ποιος να χεμπρός του τον Χριστό, του έλεγε γονατιστό απ' της ψυχής τα βάφη. He stopped at the icon of Jesus, our good Savior. As if he had Christ in front of him, he knelt and spoke to him from the depths of his soul. Χριστέ, δεν έχουμε ψωμί στο σπίτι μας και κλαίω, ή δε το καλαθάκι μου αν ψέματα σου λέω. Εγώ είμαι καλό παιδί, μου είπε η μητέρα, και δεν πειράζει νηστικό αν μείνω και μια μέρα. Μα τα μικρά τα αδέρφια μου και οι πιο μικροί μας φρόσω, δεν είναι κρίμα να πεινούν νύχτα και μέρα τόσο. Καλά, εμάς μας άφησες και δεν μας συλλογάσαι. Όμως τη φρόσω, δεν μπορείς να πεις πως δεν λυπάσαι. Να σου τα είπα όλα μας τα βάσανα και λείπες, για να μην λέγεις ύστερα γιατί δεν μου τα είπες. And the boy prayed, Jesus, we have no bread at home, and I'm always crying. Here, look inside my lunch pail in case you think I'm lying. I'm actually a good boy, according to my mother, and if I go hungry for a day, it doesn't really matter. But my little brothers and sisters, and the youngest, Franny, they're so hungry day and night, isn't it a pity? That's okay. You've forgotten us, and you don't think about us. But you can't say you don't feel sorry for little Franny. So now I've told you everything, our troubles and our sorrow, so that later on you won't say, why didn't you tell me? San skolase, o ti chara, o san pulia petu santa delfia tu istinavli, mazi ke froso I kali, ke san trela gelusan, ke nuria ruha ke zesta forusan to kathena. Και όταν του είδαν να φανεί, χαράς αφήσανε φωνή μεγάλη τα καημένα. When school let out, oh, such joy! His brothers and sisters and good little Franny were flying like birds in the yard beside themselves with laughter. Each of them was wearing new warm clothes, and when they saw him, the poor things shouted in loud and joyful voices. «Ψωμάκι τώρα έχουμε μικρό μου πονεμένο», του είπε η μάνα του, «και αυτό όπου στα χέρια μου κρατώ χρυσάφι γεμισμένο». «We now have bread, my little sad boy», said his mother, «and this purse that I'm holding in my hands is full of money». «Απ' όλα τώρα έχουμε, τι θέλεις να σου φέρω, ξέρεις μικρό μου ορφανό, πως πλέον δεν θα λες πεινώ». Και είπε ο μικρός, «Το ξέρω». «Το ξέρεις, πώς?» «Να, ο Χριστός μας πλούτησε, μητέρα». Σχολιό μου σαν επήγανα, στο ρήμο κλείσει πέρα. Του είπα του καλού Χριστού για να μας βοηθήσει. Δεν στο είπε? «Ναι, ο Κύριος μας έχει ελεήσει. Με ένα του όμως άγγελο, για χάρη εδική σου. Γι' αυτό λαμπάδα να του πας στην εκκλησιά θυμίσου». «Now we have everything we need», said his mother. «What can I bring you? You know, my little orphan boy, you'll never again say I'm hungry». And the little one said, «I know». «You know? How do you know?» «Look, mother, Jesus has made us rich. When I was on my way to school, I went over to the church and I spoke to our good Savior and I told him that he should help us. Didn't he tell you?» «Yes, yes, the Lord has shown us mercy, but using one of his angels because of you. So next time in church, be sure to light him a candle». Το θαύμα πώς έγινε? Όταν στην εκκλησία παρακαλούσε, ο Χριστός, μυριόπλουτος κυρία, το άκουσε σε μια γωνιά κρυμμένη και βοήθεια εις την μητέρα έστειλε με πονεμένα στήθια. Μεγάλο θαύμα, σήμερα πια στην Αθήνα δίνει, ποιαν αφήνει ο σειρμός να κάνει ελεημοσύνη. So what was the miracle? When the boy was in the chapel, Jesus, or rather a very wealthy lady, who was hidden in a corner, heard him praying. And with a knot in her heart, she sent assistance to his mother. A big miracle indeed. After all, what city girl gives anything away? And is giving to the poor even a thing today?
Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders. He will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
The power of Satan's sin.
fruit of thy womb. For thou hast borne the Savior of our souls, our Dios llenó de cimarrón en Bethlehem din poli plethos angelum solo si to to doxa en ipsistis thea Christon osi
come, they told me, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum. A newborn king to see, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum. Our finest gifts we bring, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum, rum-pum-pum-pum, rum-pum-pum-pum. Come,
peace
they
on
told
earth.
Me, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum.
Can it be?
A newborn king to see, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum. Our finest gifts we bring, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum. To lay before the king, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum.
Live in peace, live in peace again.
So to honor him, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum. When it comes, every child must be made aware. Every child must be made to care. Care enough for his fellow man to give all the love that he can.
I pray my
baby,
pa-rum-pum-pum, will come true. So my child, and your child too, he'll see the day of glory, see the day when men of goodwill live in peace again, peace on earth. Can it be? Can it be? Name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we. Let all within us praise His holy name. Christ is the Lord, and praise His name forever. His
lovely, lovely. We have such great talent in our parish. And now it's your turn. Light your candles. You're going to be the first, huh? Like Easter. And we're going to sing carols with all our heart to glorify God and praise His Holy Mother for Christmas.
The stars in the sky. Thank you. Lord, wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring to you of good cheer. Good tidings for Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much. Hope you enjoyed our program, and now you're all invited to come next door for some refreshments. Merry Christmas.